Mate, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, doing good.
Hey. So are you over in Tulsa at the moment?
Yeah. Right now it's still in Tulsa, but looking forward or hoping to come down and play some shows with you guys with the new album sometime later in the year.
You've got a bunch of US tour dates. You haven't been on tour for a long, long time, I assume?
Yeah. No, I think I've forgotten how to play drums.
Zach, tell us what's the best thing about going on tour, especially internationally. Do you find that you've just kept that really loyal fan base that have followed you guys for, you know, nearly 30 years now, which is insane to think about, right?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. Now, it might not be what you'd think. I have a one-year-old, so the best thing about tour is just getting to sleep through the night. But no, seriously, we love touring, man. It's so awesome, and we have been a band a really long time and had so many loyal fans, and kind of there's so many memories. And sort of when you get on tour, it's almost like you're this new little family of traveling crew of people that kind of take care of each other and have all these great experiences. So
what would you say the biggest difference is between when you were touring back then and now?
The amount of alcohol that's consumed. You know, but in fairness, I'm still usually drinking a Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
The great thing is your fans have grown up with you. So they've had their own kids, their own families. So we all don't party as much as we used to, right? Jeez.
Speak for yourself.
Still a rock star on the phone here.
Oh, it's Zach, it's Mardi Gras.
Yeah, it's
Mardi Gras here in Australia on the weekend. And yeah, I think it's going to be a big weekend.
People are like, give me some beads.
Hey, speaking of parties and everything like that, every girl in the 90s wanted to party with Hanson, no doubt. They all had their favourite. Now, despite you guys, you've all got married families. Is there still that rivalry of who can get the most girls?
No, Taylor was always my favourite, so... Yeah, you know, it's thankfully we all are very different. I mean, even this project that's coming out in May, it's called Red, Green, Blue.
Yeah.
And what it is it's like, it's basically three solo projects that we did together. And even, you know, like you listen to that, we're all just so very different.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we play in a band together. We sing together. We share a lot of influences and ideas about the world. But we go about it in such our own ways, you know, keyboard player, guitarist, drummer. That's all that needs to be said. So
yeah.
never any combat over women.
So do you, with this new project, you say you're all working sort of separately. Do you then play the music first at home in your own places and then meet up to like collaborate and put it together?
Yeah. So what we did with this record was, I mean, normally we write and produce everything together. And, you know, we've been a band for 30 years. It just, you have to continue to kind of find ways to both push yourself, but I think also tell people new stories about who you are so they're able to kind of hear and understand different things about the music. And so we basically did it as three solo projects. Each guy said, okay, I'm going to write five songs and I'm going to produce five songs. But when it comes time to actually record it, like, yeah, Isaac, you come play the guitar on my record. Taylor, you come play the piano on my record.
Yeah.
And then we sort of did it together with, we all had a producer team that we just love, and Jim Scott and a guy named David Garza. And it was really kind of refreshing and very cool to be there as a fan with so much experience with this other person, but also not have that responsibility of making all those decisions as the producer, as an artist, to say, hey man, this is your song, what do you want me to play?
I think this is so good, Zach, because I don't think a record like this has ever been released in terms of, you know, this happens and we see it every year. These bands that work together for such a long time, they always end up having some sort of creative difference and they break up and they go their separate ways. What a smart and unique, clever way to keep you guys as a cohesive unit while still being able to, I guess, you know, tick off your own creative desires and controls. I think it's great.
Well, thank you. I hope other people feel that way too. I mean, I think it's a really important, you know, this last couple of years have felt so, there's so much conflict and division between people. And to realize that, like, even as a band, sometimes the most important thing is to just be a fan of each other, just sit to listen, right? And that's kind of what this is all about. Hopefully people think it's great. I mean, I really think it's one of our best records we've ever made. But in a way, it's not our record. It's three records.
Yeah.
What is it like, Zach? I've always been fascinated to speak to somebody such as you who have really, like, reached the upper echelons of fame and success. What does it feel like when you're in that moment? Like, what does it feel like? It's in particular now, you look back on it, it's been, you know, 20 years since you guys really were just crazy big. What is it like in the moment and on reflection?
Yeah, no, it's a really, really incredible and hard to explain thing that is both so empowering and kind of it shuts you down. Because at one level, you can command the attention of millions of people and you play a concert, you know, 100,000 people show up. But at the same time, you are an entity of one, you know, that can't go anywhere, that can't sort of everyone you know kind of wants to be with you for reasons that are not just who you are, even if they're good intentions, you know. And so it's kind of amazing and not enviable at the same time.
Would you do anything, like if you could go back and redo that experience, would you do anything differently?
You know, you get this inevitable confidence that comes with experience. And so I think I probably would have done things on different timelines, made more records faster. You just sort of not let things be barriers where you're still trying to find your way because you're doing it for the first time. But there's nothing that I wish we didn't do. It's just all the more things you wish you had done, the kind of initiative you wish you had taken to just say, hey man, let's make a record today in this way, in this place, with this artist or producer.
Well, you are going on tour throughout the US very, very soon. Any way we can convince you to come to Australia? It's been a long time.
Yeah, we are definitely planning to come to Australia. The record comes out in May,
yeah,
on the 20th. And so we're hopeful, we're crossing our fingers that by then we'll be able to announce tour dates for Australia. But it's definitely in the works and we're just trying to get over the finish line.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, you need to come to Newcastle.
There's a group of Hanson fans that have been petitioning for years, come to Newcastle. So it's definitely on the radar.
We'll join that petition.
I would love to go.
Do you know what? the people listening involved in that group, hearing that now, will go wild.
Yes.
So you even acknowledge that. That's amazing. Man, you're a super humble guy. What an absolute treat. The brand new album is out in May. It's called Red, Green and Blue. It's Zach Hanson. Thank you, sir.
Hey, thank you.